Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the extravaganza today, influential pets plus laser light shows and dung. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Cable channel TNT has the closer, but BNT Network is the only place to catch the debut episode of Greg Warren's hot new show, The Uncloser.
Oh!
And it's a done deal. Oh! Only Greg can make it undone. He takes the O's out of smooth and makes it smooth.
So, this is my hotel room. You said you wanted to see it.
Oh,
there it is.
Very nice. Maybe we should put on a little music to, you know, set the mood.
I'll do you one better. I'll play you some music. Check this out.
What the hell is wrong with you?
It's the entertainer. You never saw The Sting? Where are you going? I got other songs. Here, do I like Christopher Cross? You know it's crazy.
Oh, my God.
The Uncloser. Greg Warren is a good-looking single comic, traveling from town to town and meeting lots of beautiful women. And scoring with none.
Oh.
All to the disgust of his trusty sidekick, Chick McGee.
I don't know what it is, Chick. Girls just aren't interested in me.
What are you talking about? I saw you leave here with two totally hot chicks last night right after the show.
Perfect example. We get done with the show, they want me to give them a ride back to their apartment. So I do, and...
Greg, thanks for giving Heather and me a ride back to our apartment.
Yeah, we've probably had a little too much to drink.
Besides, we wanted to show you our king-size bed.
Oh.
And listen, we were thinking it's just about bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
Will you look at me carrying on and you girls are trying to get a little shut-eye?
Wow.
Mr. Can't Take a Hint.
No.
Nah, it's already past midnight. I'll just let myself out. No, don't get up. You girls are in your underwear. I'll see you later. See, Chick, I got no luck with the ladies.
You idiot. You blew it. You totally blew it. Those girls wanted to have a threesome.
I don't think so, Chick. For one thing, there weren't even three of them.
You moron.
Greg Warren is sleeping in a different bed every night. Alone. He's the Uncloser.
Oh.
BNT. We know drama. And we also know that Greg Warren ain't getting laid.
Damn it.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hi.
Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hello, Chick.
Josh Arnold's got the bouncies.
Hey, Chick. It's the music.
Okay. He's at the I Hate Steven Singer sidekick chair. There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
There's Willie Griswold.
You're so cute.
The perfect amount of...
I'm Chick McGee. Tom on assignment. Until... for the foreseeable future is what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's... He's flying somewhere, and he's got to meet the Pope or something. I don't know.
Pope said, hey, look, it's time.
Look, we need to...
He went to pick up our treat.
We need to talk.
Yeah.
No, I think our treat was Jeff Hoskin.
Yes, remember? Yeah.
We get that every week.
Wow. Well, we get a treat every week, don't we?
Christy?
Just like we get a treat every day with your
joke. Of the day.
We're just... Drowning in treats.
You're going to love this one.
Almost too good to be true.
Cats.com has released the list of the wealthiest and most influential pets in the world.
Oh, all so right. not just cats, though.
As no, chick, not just cats.
What, chick, what would you say? You're careful. You're talking about the pets I'm going to marry.
That's exactly right. As soon as I get that law passed.
The highest earning pet in the world is a Pomeranian known as Jif Pom.
Jif Pom.
Who allegedly makes $32,906 per social media post.
Whoa.
Yeah. In addition to 10 million followers, Jif Pom's resume includes 2 Guinness World Records and an appearance in Katy Perry's music video for Dark.
I see.
Huh. I didn't get this. I looked it up. This thing is just wildly cute, and it's wearing a little T-shirt, and it's got a little necklace on. I mean, boy, this thing is it looks like an Italian-American guy going out to a nightclub in New Jersey.
Those are puffballs, aren't they?
Yeah.
Pomeranians are also yappers.
Does it have the man bun on top there where it has a little strand of hair straight up on top of its head?
Yep, it's got the it's got like that kind of that good pushed back haircut.
Sure.
It looks like John Mayer on the cover of Battle Studies.
This thing looks like a teddy bear.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
It's adorable.
Oh my gosh.
That's
I've seen this little guy. Yeah, absolutely.
And worth how many? How much? How many monies?
$32,906 per post. And look how many posts are up. Wow.
And 10 million followers.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking these pets inherited money or something.
I guess. That's what I thought too. They're
working.
Earning.
They're working. Yeah.
All right.
There's a cat out there named Nala Cat, Nala. Took the number 2 spot by earning $14,419 per post online. She has an estimated, I don't know what this, I'm going to say $100 million. Is that right? And has 4.3 million followers online.
Nala Cat's funny.
Nala Cat.
Very wide eyes. Sort of surprised and such.
Gravy's got rings around her.
Thank you.
Put Gravy's pictures up. You could start making money.
You think my cat should have
You're leaving money on the table,
here's
Josh.
Here's what you need to do, Josh.
Yeah.
OnlyFans for cats.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be considered kitty porn?
Possibly.
Very good.
KITTIE. Kitty porn. You're leaving money on the table.
Hi, I'm not a cat. Do you guys follow any animals?
I do.
I used to follow Boo.
I follow these golden doodles.
It was a little Pomeranian. I think that Boo passed away, though.
Oh,
boy. I think Jake Palm has replaced Boo in the
I used to follow
Palm
Ham.
World.
They were corgis. Ham, Hamilton, and Olivia.
Oh.
But then they got their own TV cartoon show, so I kind of got away from that.
Oh, they got too big.
They got too big for me.
Kind of like when your favorite band all of a sudden is mainstream.
It sounds like Chick is talking about Wilco.
Exactly.
They were really something before they sold out. Ham and Olivia. I miss them.
Number 3 on the list, a dog called Doug the Pug. He has 3.8 million followers and rakes in $12,890 per Instagram post.
How about that?
Doug
has been featured in various music videos, Chick, including Katy Perry and Fall Out Boy's work. So, and also published his own New York Times.
Can't Katy Perry get
his own New York Times? What?
It says he has also published his own New York Times. That's all I got, bud.
No, he craps on it in the kitchen.
Yeah. Huh.
I Googled Doug, and he wears a crown sometimes.
Yeah.
Kind of like that Biggie Smalls album cover.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he's not wearing the crown, he wears a cut-up watermelon as a helmet.
Yeah.
And man, this thing is cute. He looks like a football player in the 30s.
Hmm.
There was a dog online that had an attachment to a pumpkin. Did you see
this? No.
Like they were buddies?
Like a friendly attachment?
Like an emotional attachment to a pumpkin. And carried it around everywhere. And it all happened by accident. The owner didn't know. He really, really liked pumpkins. And so the pumpkin, as nature, it eventually rotted.
Sure.
So he had to get him a pumpkin pillow. And that worked. He liked the pumpkin pillow, too. So.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. That's the kind of social media I'm looking at. Dogs with pumpkins.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Do Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Planetariums across the country are going to mark the 50th anniversary
of Laser Floyd.
Pink Floyd's The Dark Side of the Moon album.
I was just making a silliness.
No, special dome experience, Josh. The music will be played with visuals of the solar system and beyond.
Is there some brouhaha about a rainbow?
Yes.
Being on the...
Well, it's a prism.
Dark.
It's always been a prism.
Yeah.
I saw they did an updated logo, and it said 50, and in the O, there was the rainbow, and it looks like the rainbow flag, and people thought they were making a political statement.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, no,
it's just part of the...
It's just part of the artwork.
Always has been,
and people are going, I'm never going to listen to this woke band ever again.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's a nod to the press conference EMI Records held in 1973 at the London Planetarium to present the album originally. Details on the new show will be announced later. A deluxe anniversary box set we've been referring to already. Dark Side of the Moon, released on March 24th.
Awesome.
Now, Josh, were laser shows a big thing back when you were coming up?
Yeah. Yeah, especially when I was like 15, 16. You could go and...
Because they were everywhere in the 80s.
Oh, they were? Okay, yeah. Yeah, they had Laser Floyd, Zeppelin Floyd.
Yeah.
All kinds Zeppelin of stuff.
I never went to one. Did you go to one?
I hosted a couple of events.
Oh. Yeah.
I remember Zach Galifianakis had a joke in his stand-up. He said, yeah, last night I went to the Laser Natalie Merchant show.
10,000 of them.
Maniacs. Oh, yes.
Was it just... Nice. It was for stoners, right? They were pretty open about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that was kind of the... Yeah.
You just go and you like recline your chair and you stare at the ceiling.
But it's amazing to be in a hall and there's 3,000 people like looking at the ceiling. And...
Whoa, man.
Oh, no, it's awesome.
You imagine going to the planetarium and hearing Dark Side of the Moon for the first time?
Yeah, no kidding.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah, it would be awesome. Yeah, I'd go to one of these. I hope they have one.
We have a great planet, a little one, but it'd be still nice. Hey, a British company called Benjamin's has developed a tractor that is powered by cow dung. Said to be the first of its kind, the liquid methane-powered T7 vehicle reportedly has as much power as a diesel, but with significantly less emissions. But terrible sound.
That's what it sounds like out on the field.
Yep. That's the only problem they have with it.
It works by collecting waste byproducts from a herd as small as 100 cows into a biomethane storage unit.
Oh, fire it up.
Not firing it up.
The gas called fugitive methane is treated.
The compressed. Fugitive.
Yeah, my gosh. I'm glad we're doing this now.
I know.
My dad would have a stroke if we were talking about
farts and the fugitive.
Talking about the fugitive.
And by the way, you can hear my dad's new podcast, Farts and the Fugitive. It's very good. It's pretty informative.
The gas called fugitive methane is treated, compressed, and turned into low emission fuel. Benjamin is investigating wider uses for the technology in the hopes of using it to charge electric vehicles in rural locations.
A fugitive.
Wow!
How'd you hear that?
I'm very good.
A QM production starring David Jansen as the fugitive.
And
with
what,
guest stars Andrew Prime.
What does fugitive fuel sound like again, sir?
Robert Keith.
Robert Keith and...
The fart as the fuel.
The fugitive. The only thing, the problem is the noise ordinance. That's just too loud.
Oh, boy. Hector's out there on the farm again.
Yeah, there he goes.
A new study out there finds ants can be trained to detect cancer in urine.
No, they can't.
The study said they can.
I don't believe a word of this.
They crawl up your...
Sometimes it feels like you have ants up there when you cut off a urine stream too quickly.
Really?
Kind of has a weird feeling.
Researchers are hopeful cancer sniffing ants have the potential.
I think that might be. That might be just you, Josh.
Well,
you ever take a piece of wire about foot and a half long and
stop?
Tie it off and sorry.
Go ahead. It's called sounding. It feels real good.
Oh, you something tapered like a chopstick, maybe that
pipe
way it's,
cleaner
starts smaller and gets bigger.
Boy, that's a real thing. I don't know how.
How about a Q-tip, a pipe cleaner? It is a real thing. You nut.
There's some guy out there going, the Bob and Tom show is finally talking about my favorite thing.
Sick.
They're talking about me, honey.
I'm not one to judge, but oh.
Don't do it.
Researchers are hopeful that cancer-sniffing ants have the potential to, quote, act as efficient and inexpensive cancer biodetectors.
It's cancer.
Cancer.
Yeah. Why does the not focus on that? Is such a dark bit. Okay.
Christy's looking at her watch.
Because Tom is texting me.
Is he really?
Are they piss ants?
They could know.
I mean, he's driving.
Bravo, Tom.
Imagine the restraint.
He is driving on the road and he had to text us.
I bet he probably wanted to say the pugitive at some point. That probably
was very funny, Tom. Very funny.
What I feel so bad for him.
What are you talking about, Willie?
The pugitive?
The fugitive.
That's right.
That scared the hell out of me.
Added a little more to that.
Are they piss ants? He texted.
He got in a car accident because he was trying to send that. Yeah.
I'm sure he talked to text.
He's
I'm
been
sure
listening. He didn't text. How much head shaking do you think has been going on?
Can you believe what they're doing? Good Lord.
I didn't give her that dark side of the moon story.
Boring. Who cares next?
People want to hear about Mikhail's Navy.
No, they want to hear about
the f***ing fugitive.
Yes. Oh, that is. Boy.
As the f***ing fugitive.
Oh, my gosh, that's.
Man, that is
episode. Too close.
That's so good.
Scientists have discovered sea spiders can regrow lost anuses and sex organs.
Well, now, wait a second.
Sea spiders?
First off, sea spiders?
And how do you lose your anus?
Wait a minute. Hang on a minute. I've never heard of sea spiders before.
They don't mean crabs.
It says sea spiders, my friend.
Okay, I'm looking one up.
For the study, researchers amputated. Oh, God.
Well, that's why.
They amputated the hind limbs and back ends of 23 sea spiders.
Are they the weird kids at camp when they find a daddy long leg? Leave these spiders alone.
No joke. 16 of the sea spiders regenerated at least one body part. 14 recovered their backsides.
They're very spindly.
Oh, yeah, they look like daddy long legs. 90% of the spiders survived long-term despite the amputations. Research was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences Journal.
These are aliens.
Yeah, those aren't supposed to be here. You know what that is? That's God's mistake.
You know what? I've changed my mind. We are not polluting the oceans enough.
Josh, you know how to lose your anus.
How?
Invest in cryptocurrency.
Very good. Very good.
That's from Tom as well.
Oh, what is he doing?
He's killing.
Josh lost his savings.
You know what? He might be onto something. Just put him in another room and have him text him.
Two of the best jokes of the morning.
He is talk texting to
Holy hell. Yes,
dictated, not proofread.
Of course.
Yeah.
Is dictated spelled D-I-C-K?
No, spelled correctly.
Use dictate in a sentence. Sorry.
That's okay. Months after Jay Leno suffered those serious burns in that garage accident.
Yeah. You ever smell flesh burning?
Leno, 72, was knocked off a motorcycle January 17th by a wire strung across a parking lot, breaking two ribs, two kneecaps, and a collarbone.
Oh, what? What happened?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Jay Leno.
This guy, what a tough few months.
I know, right? And his show just got canceled by CNBC. No more Leno's Garage.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Wait a minute. He just got out of the hospital for the burns and now he got.
January 17th, yeah. Leno said he went out for a test drive on a 1940 Indian motorcycle and apparently turned down a street because he recognized the smell of a gas leak, went into a parking lot that was unbeknownst to him and was attacked by the wire, apparently.
Good Lord.
Yeah. God love him.
Hey, Jay.
That's unfortunate.
Stay
home.
You
haven't
noticed?
Stay inside.
Whatever.
You got enough money, just retire and drive your cool cars around.
He's such a nice dude, too. It's such a bummer. Why couldn't this have happened to any...
Say it.
Insert your least favorite talk show host here.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.